Welcome to Murundoy.
Murundoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The Small Business Bureau is offering small business relief grants and services to registered small businesses experiencing significant economic challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in Guyana. The relief support is intended to strengthen and sustain small businesses through provision of the following: relief grants to sustain business operations and retain employees, training and development support to establish and market businesses through online platforms, diversify businesses, and forge supply partnership. Small Business Bureau. Promoting entrepreneurship.
The mask I'm currently wearing in public is not only keeping me safe from COVID-19, but keeping the lady selling down at the market safe too.
Washing my hands frequently with soap and water is not only keeping me safe from COVID-19, but is keeping my niece safe as well, who is living with me and has an underlying health condition.
Practicing physical distancing by staying 6 feet away from other people when I'm out in public is not only keeping me safe from COVID-19, but keeping others safe at my place of worship, at the shop, and when conducting business.
By protecting yourself, you are also protecting the people around you, and more so, the people you love. Be sure to wear your masks over your nose, mouth, and chin when in public, wash or sanitize your hands frequently, and practice 6 feet of physical distancing from others, because
by protecting you, you are protecting us.
A message from the Ministry of Health with support from USAID.
In our last episode, Shelley and Alonzo discussed him looking for work with ExxonMobil. June warned Cecil about safety eating habits and expressed fears that Alonzo could be James's son. James later met Catalina and told her about the possibility of Alonzo indeed being his son. We now join Unique and Dinah at the Boston restaurant.
Granny, you see Ignatius' nephew when he come in the restaurant this morning? He buy roti and curry.
Yes, Unique, I see. Nice young man. All the roti and curry done, right?
Sell out.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, Granny. Ignatius' nephew cute, eh?
Eh? Like you getting ideas.
Granny, I can't admire a handsome young man. Please.
Don't please me, because I see you making any effort to get back with your husband.
And you see he making any effort to get back with me? It's a two-way street, you know, Granny.
Well, you're right, my dear. I was thinking maybe I was a little harsh on you.
With what?
About the whole baby business.
Really?
Yeah, I think it would be nice if you could give your husband a child, but it's your choice.
But there's the thing, Granny. It's not like I don't ever want to have a child. I just want him to respect my choice to have it when I'm ready.
I'm just looking at all the horrible things going on in this world. This coronavirus that look like it's here to stay and how families suffering.
I know. Anyway, I have hope that the world will get better. But,
Who coming in there?
I wonder what she wants.
Good day, Dinah, Unique.
Good Hello. Day, Sonia.
Benicia, I didn't tell you don't come here.
Anil, relajate, por favor. You know you miss Benicia.
You got jokes.
Relax, sit down. Come here with me.
Catch yourself and wash your hands. And keep on the mask and keep your distance. You ain't even supposed to come here. You know what's going on with this coronavirus.
So negative. I did test.
When?
Last week.
Oh, you didn't tell me though. Anyway, you could have still picked it up since.
Oh, Anil, you take on too much. Relax, please.
Coronavirus is a serious thing. We can't joke about it.
Come sit and eat with me.
No. You sit over there and I'm gonna stay right over here.
So, you don't want my food?
Is what?
Carne y espaguetis.
Meat and spaghetti? Why the meat looks so raw?
Raw?
Like it didn't cook long enough.
No, está cocido. It cooked.
You buy the food?
Si.
Listen. You mustn't eat from any and everybody, you know. You got to be careful with your food.
Nothing wrong with the food, Anil. It's delicioso.
It just looks so like the meat raw. Meat supposed to be cooked properly.
I know. They're so good to me. Sure, you know what?
Later. I may gotta fry the thing over.
Anil, why you treat me like this? You know I love you.
Benicio, stop. I don't tell you already I got my wife.
What wife got to do with me and you?
Anil!
What is this here today? John?
Anil, I just got some bad news.
Sonia, you ever work in a restaurant before?
No, Dinah. But you know I could cook. It's just something for get me out of the house every day. Since my man ain't recover yet, I need something to take my mind off of him.
I understand.
Yeah, but we can't just hire people just like though. It's food we're dealing with.
But Unique, y'all know me.
You know right now we restaurant under a lot of scrutiny.
I don't believe anything coming from Coretto. I know y'all is tidy people.
Thanks.
They got some people I would never eat from. How they cooking the food, how they carrying the self, how they storing the food, everything. But not y'all.
Well, here we are. Me and Unique gonna discuss it.
I would really appreciate.
You don't still so?
Yeah, but I just want to get out the house.
Oh.
Unique, you looking lovely by the way. And you know why you, my son, don't just put your differences aside.
It's the same thing I say and
whatever.
Anyway, please consider. I can do whatever test I got to do. I can get whatever certificate I got to get. I can do it.
Well, we gonna let you know.
Thanks so much, Dinah.
Is GPL workers in the street? I thought they're done with this area.
You know COVID slow up all them people walk.
I like how the workers well and protected themselves with the masks and some. I had to change the transformer for me fridge. They tell me it had too many watts for the size of fridge I got.
Oh.
Yes. Apparently when you're using a transformer for your appliances, you got to make sure you're using up all the watts. I would have paid more money for all them extra watts on the old transformer.
What do you really mean?
How they explain it is if you buy a 1,000-watt transformer to run a 500-watt fridge, you're actually paying for the 1,000 watts plus the 500 watts on the fridge. So that's 1,500 watts you're paying for. So you're really supposed to buy a 500-watt transformer for a 500-watt fridge. That way, you're only paying for the 1,000 watts.
Oh, I see. I got to check out we freezer. But is when this power utility upgrade program going done though?
By next year. I know it start moving sometime in 2016.
It's good how they upgrading everything.
Well, you could imagine how much losses GPL used to suffer because of all them people thieving light millions or billions ashore.
And not to mention how it dangerous.
Yeah. Plus all them people who stick the meat and all kind of thing.
We must be paying for all of them.
True.
Well, thankfully, all of them now.
Yep.
Anyway, Sonia girl, we can see about giving you this little walk. In the meantime, don't take on fine man too much. God is in charge.
Thanks, Dinah. And Unique, you and Kevin need to talk.
Look, y'all, excuse me. I going over to the house and take a nap.
We got work for do.
I just need a little power nap.
When you and Kevin can talk.
Miss Sonia, with all due respect, why you don't ask your son?
Sorry.
Oh, Unique, you don't got to behave like that.
Y'all, excuse me.
Ay, these young people.
I see Kevin pining away. I really want them to get back together, man.
Well, we can't decide for them. Anyway, I go in the kitchen here and see how my staff doing.
Alright, I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
I'm going to seriously consider it.
Thanks so much, Dinah.
You take care, Sonia.
How long your auntie is sick, John?
Anil, I went to see she last week and she just seemed to be okay.
She did a COVID test?
Yes, they said it did it, but they ain't get back the results yet.
And she dead this morning?
You see? This coronavirus is serious.
John, it sounds to me like you get exposed since you went by your auntie last week. Right now you should be home in quarantine for at least 14 days.
But me if you know you're sick?
Matters not. You could be asymptomatic. You might got the virus but not showing any symptoms.
14 days I must stay in me house?
And since you're here with me and Benicia, we probably should quarantine too.
I took this last week and I was fine.
Well, I ain't got to see about getting tested. And you should too, John.
Look. They said a suspect there is what my auntie had. But there's no confirmation yet.
What was the symptoms?
She couldn't breathe properly and she had this fever that wasn't breaking. Plus she keep complaining about some kind of headache.
Anything else?
That was it for she. She was also a pressure case and a diabetic, but it could be just, you know, simple flu.
John, right now you're in denial. I know we got to wait for the test results, but it sounds to me like your auntie had COVID.
Listen to Annie. Go home. Quarantina, por favor.
But we don't know is the she had.
Call me when they get the results. In the meantime, I gonna try and quarantine and get a test.
Alright, this thing really shake me up, Anil.
And all the time I'm talking to you. Wear your mask. Be careful. But you walk around the place like you're invincible.
I gonna see you later.
And stay home, John.
Got to help with the funeral arrangements.
John!
Hi, Granny.
Well, I thought you just went over for a power nap.
I was really tired, man.
I don't know what got you so tired.
I was up late doing some village council work.
Oh.
All the staff gone home?
Yeah, I just doing the final checks. We got to pack away some things.
Anything left for do?
You could double check that all the food stored properly.
All right, Granny.
So you don't really think we should hire Sonia?
She never worked with food. And we got to be very careful, Granny. It's not everybody you can trust to work with, you know.
Yeah, but Sonia is family, man. And you know what she's going through it fine, man.
Granny, you know everybody looking at we right now. Let me wait till the food poisoning thing with Coretta blow over first, okay?
But you don't see people don't start coming back in the restaurant?
Yeah, but not everybody.
Look, let me sleep on it and decide. I don't think Sonia going to give you any problems. And she right. You and Kevin need to talk.
Benicio, it's time you go home. It's getting dark.
Go home? Anil, you know I have family staying with me.
So what do you got to do with me?
I stay here tonight? Please.
Benicio, no. You can't stay here. You don't get me in a lot of trouble with me, wife.
Listen, I don't have to sleep in bed with you. I'll sleep on the chair.
You're trying to break up me marriage, no?
Tequiero. You know I love you.
But I don't love you. I love my wife.
It's okay. Please. Just for tonight.
It's John. Hello?
Anil.
John? What happened?
They get back to auntie results. She tested positive for COVID.
You see what I'm telling you, John?
What am I going to do now, Anil?
Look, just stay home, all right? Stay home.
I need a drink.
Hello? John? Hello? Hi. John, auntie test positive.
Well, no, I can't go home, Anil. I got to stay here with you.
Why?
We don't know John had COVID. We have to quarantine together. Tengo que quedarme contigo, Anil.
Marundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, the Small Business Bureau, and the Ministry of Health, with support from USAID.